Cheryl Jackson, and thank you so much for joining us today. I am so excited because normally Pastor Cheryl Brady is usually asking the questions, but I have the privilege of asking you some questions. And these are some of the questions that a lot of the people that watch you and go onto our website that they've asked. And I said, hey, we need to answer these questions. And so are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, here's one that I thought was really challenging. It says, if I'm a woman out there who feels a call of God on my life, but not sure what to do next, what would your advice be?
You know, I think what is very, very important is the Bible clearly states we got to make our calling and our election sure. When we are sure about our calling and we are sure about our election, it enables us to walk with direction. It enables us to speak with direction. And I think that the first thing we got to do is we got to understand, okay, this is what God has called me to do. If you don't know, even if take it a step further, say you, I don't really know what God has called me to do.
Right.
Then you have to look at your desires, because the Bible says that He gives us the desires of our heart. Mm-hmm. Now, for years, I preached that what that verse meant was that if I desired something mm-hmm. and it was whole and it wasn't crazy, that God would give it to me.
Right.
But then I started looking at that in a different way. He said, I will give you the desires of your heart. So maybe, Cheryl, God puts in our heart what it is that we are to desire.
Mm.
And so we have to pause. If we don't know for sure what our calling is, we have to look at the desires that God has given us. Many times, when you see people who are hurting or who are abandoned, and you have this passion to help them and to help them find healing or find Jesus Christ, it could be that that's the area that God has called you to.
That's good.
And so, and it's important.
Really,
now let me go back and say that we make our calling and election sure. Because once we know what God has called us to do, then we know exactly where to feed from to get the information that we need and the inspiration that we need.
That's good.
And then we can move into that with confidence.
That's good, Pastor Brady. That was
Praise
really
the Lord.
Good. Another question we had is, if you were to give us a State of the Union address for where we are right now with women in society, and specifically women in ministry, what would you say, Pastor Brady?
Oh, that's a hot one.
It's a good one. I'm glad it's you answering.
This is what I want to say to women everywhere, not just American women, but I'm talking about women around the world. I believe that God is setting us up for one of the greatest seasons that women have ever had.
That's good.
He is beginning to bring women to the surface like never before. Now, here's the clincher. When God raises us up, we got to have something to say. We got to have power. We got
to
have answers.
You ready to give
and
an answer?
I'm going to tell you, when God does something in a nation, it's almost always that He is going to do something like that in the church. And so as God, for the first time in our history, there was a woman that was nominated as a potential candidate for the presidency of the United States. That was, whether you agree with it or not, whether you will vote in that direction or not, it doesn't matter. It was historical.
Yes.
So that tells me God is, He's going to do something huge in the church with women. So be ready. Get ready. It's one of our greatest hours.
This is good. This is good. I'm so excited right now. Woo! Okay, I attend the church. And I noticed that a lot of men attend your church at the Potter's House, North Dallas, including my husband. So what is your strategy behind that? I mean, how do you get men to listen to a woman pastor?
Well, I think of it like this. The Potter's House North is a God idea. Bishop Jakes put his hand in this area of North Texas, and he put his hand on it. He invited me to put my hand on it. People started coming from everywhere. We just put our hand on a vision. And I honestly believe that I'm blessed to have a strong husband in leadership.
Takes
he's a
that,
bishop.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. He does. For me, it does.
Right.
It takes it. He's a strong leader in his own right. And I honor him. And I don't know how, but I do know the importance of honoring men.
Right.
I know that even though it is a woman's, I believe it's a woman's hour, I think God is doing great things with women in the earth.
I agree.
there's still an order, and I think there's a structure, and I am blessed. I think when men come in here, they don't feel emasculated. They feel the important that we need them.
Right.
I don't want to be a church with all women, because then we're not balanced.
I agree.
I'm the weaker vessel. I tell my husband that all the time, especially when I have to do things that I don't want to do, you know?
I say,
babe, I'm the weaker vessel. But I need his insight. I need his voice. And I think because men understand this is not a woman's church. I think they understand there's a strong bishop at the head of this church,
that
my husband is a strong man, and that when I feed them the word of God, I don't feed them the word based on this is for men or this is for women. I feed hungry people.
That's good.
And whenever you put the bread out, people that are hungry will find a way to get to the table.
That's wonderful.
And I am so grateful for the men of the Potter's House North.
Me too, especially my husband.
Yes, mine too.
Thank you so much for your questions. We'll be back again with more.
Hey everybody, we are closing in on Mentorship Moments Midwest in Toledo, Ohio, and Southwest in McKinney, Texas. Women from all over the country will be joining us for both events, and I have so much expectation of what God is going to do in our lives. In the past few Mentorship Moments, we have strategically designed them to prepare women for what God wanted to do next in their life. And if you're just starting out in ministry, we've got some great sessions that's going to help get you going. If you've been in ministry for any length of time, I feel like it's just going to propel you into the next phase that God has for you. Our theme this year is Ready, Set, Go. You can never win a race if you don't get off of the starting block. I want to be your coach, and I want to help you as you move into your destiny. Are you ready? Well, if you are, let's go. Meet me at Mentorship Moments.
Okay, so you have asked me questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Now it is my turn to ask you a few questions. Let me tell you something about this lady. When I think about Cheryl Jackson, I think about somebody with tenacious faith. This woman has got, and favor, okay? She has got the most ridiculous favor. We could sit here all day and talk about
Thank
the favor
you.
Of God, Cheryl, that is on your life. And that is so important. But it is the fact that you just are crazy enough to believe God.
I am.
You know, to do radical things.
You have to
And
be.
He does that in
he does.
Your life.
That's how I'm sitting here, Pastor. I mean, I tweeted at you, and
you
I had
did.
The faith that you would respond.
And you know what? I did, because it was a God thing. I think people will do things for you that they might not even want to do, because
sure.
you put the demand out there, and God says, oh yes you will, oh yes you will. This is Cheryl Action Jackson here, and I'm telling you, I've personally seen the favor of God
Thank you.
On your life. But I'm gonna tell you why. It's because you believe him to do that.
Yes, ma'am.
You have reckless faith. Cheryl is the CEO of a very, very successful food pantry right here in the North Dallas area. And I want you to take just a minute. Now, you know, it's successful today,
yes,
but
ma'am.
What people do is they see us when it's successful,
mm-hmm.
but they don't see those moments where you were just birthing and you were crying out to God
mm-hmm.
and saying, God, if this is your will for my life, send help.
Yes, ma'am.
And it takes all of that. Tell
it
us
does.
About
it does.
The birthing of such a great ministry.
Well, it's named Minnie's Food Pantry, as you know. It's named after my mother. And it started with just a can of corn. It's two cans of corn, and God saying, feed my people. And there was a time when I needed to feed my own two kids, and going to the welfare office and being declined food stamps and experiencing that. And then now God is saying, treat people the way you want to be treated. And I'm really thinking to myself, but how? And God just says, you go and do. And I said, okay, I'll go and do. And then I go to my mother and say, I want to start this food pantry. And the person who you're honoring says, I don't want you to do it.
Mm.
And so how do you go against, when you know you've heard the voice of God, you go against the person who you're trying to honor and they're saying. So for 1 year, my mother literally said, I don't want you to do it. And the reason behind that was because she had a pantry in her mother's name, and her mother had passed away, and I was the voice and I was everything for that pantry. And I would hear my mom say, I wish my mom was here to see this. Mm-hmm. And so I would say to my mom, I don't want to ever have to say that. So I want to honor you because I lost my father. So I said, I want to honor you while you're still alive. So against her wishes, I went ahead and started Minnie's Food Pantry. And I'm thankful because I started with nothing. And as time progressed, in 1 year, it was a year span that my mother and I, we were neighbors, but our relationship was just not the same. And I went to her and I said,
so sometimes it costs you.
It does.
To
it does.
Really be obedient.
Yes, ma'am, it does. And I remember just going to my mom and saying, is this you saying that or is this God telling me not to do it? And she said, I'll go to God, because that was just her heart. And she came back and she said, God told me to take my hands off of you, and that Minnie's Food Pantry was going to be known worldwide. And it's very important to come up underneath a leader mm-hmm. who can hear the voice of God and who you trust.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm at the Potter's House in North Dallas now, because I trust your word. Your word kept me alive when my father passed away.
Wow.
And so I said, if I can get to North Carolina, if I can just get to the Carolinas and see her, I'm going to be okay. But God is so faithful. What a great God he is that he brought you
brought
to Texas.
Me here.
Because my husband wasn't going to move. So see? I mean, he's such a good guy, but we started it with nothing, and I just
saw
two cans of corn and a prayer, but I just saw God just honor that faith. And we were in a 500 square foot building, and people were coming, and they was giving us just hand-me-down food, dented cans, and I was like, no, God said give the best, that's what we're going to do. And because I heard that voice and just was continued to be obedient, then God just honored the faithfulness, and now we're in a 13,000 square foot building. You recently saw us on the Ellen Show where she gave us $30,000 in a new car. Toyota gave us a new van. And I mean, you know, it's so much happening right now. It really blows my mind.
But it
Pastor,
all started
with nothing.
With nothing.
And a voice from God.
And obedience.
Yeah. And that's what you're going to be
in
talking about.
In spite of.
Yes, ma'am. What your eyes see.
Yeah. You know, and it's that amazes me. Her story is totally radical. But I'll tell you what, if you're going to get radical results, you're going to have radical faith.
That's it.
And you know, I really wish everybody, we had time for everybody just to hear about all of the steps along the way that God has shown up.
He's
sovereignly.
Been good. Yes.
Sovereignly.
Yes, yes.
And he does that. And if you will take one step with what he's told you to do, he'll get behind you and he'll take two. Listen, Cheryl's story is amazing, but yours is amazing as well. God has things for you that your eyes haven't seen and your ears haven't heard.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you how you can get in touch with Cheryl. You can go to her website at www.minniesfoodpantry.org or www.cherylactionjackson.com. You can hear
Thank
more
you.
About what God is doing through
He's
this
good.
Amazing woman and the crazy favor that is
it's
on
her crazy.
Life.
He's a good father,
He's
isn't he?
He's a good father. Amazing.
Thank
All right,
you.
It's your turn now.
Yes. So, Pastor Brady, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to put you in the hot seat.
Great.
I'm going to give you 10 questions, just 10, my top 10 questions that everybody wants to know about Pastor Cheryl Brady.
Okay.
Here we go. So, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is, like, if you're in the fall, it is black and burgundy. If you're in the spring, it is black and burgundy. If you're in the summer, it is black and burgundy. Okay, so there you go. Those are my two favorite colors.
Black.
I mean, look.
And burgundy, right? Right? What is your favorite movie?
Oh, my goodness. All right, don't judge me, okay? This is a judgment-free zone right,
right
here.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty simple. I love the movie The Other Sister, okay?
Daniel! I love it, too! It's my fave! Oh, my God! Cheryl!
It is so crazy!
Really?
It is.
Let's watch it together one
okay,
day.
Okay, we'll
promise.
Let's do that. I've probably already seen it 10 times. And I'm that way. Whenever I like a movie,
me too.
I'm going to see it so many times.
Yep.
The Other Sister. If you haven't seen it, you need to see
it's
it.
Great. It's great. Okay, what is your favorite Bible scripture?
Oh, that the eyes of the Lord go to and fro on the face of the earth.
Mm.
He is looking for those whose heart is completely his that he can get behind and strongly support.
I love that.
I love to know that God is just looking for somebody he can bless and use.
And who is your favorite Bible character?
Oh, that's hard. But I probably would say David.
David?
Yeah, he was a worshiper. He was a leader who was a worshiper.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Sometimes it's hard to find leaders who know how to worship.
Yeah.
David was a perfect example of that.
Now, you're always in the Bible, but tell me, what are you doing when you're not in the pulpit in the Bible? What's one of your favorite things to do when you're not working?
To be with my grandkids.
Aww.
Yeah, and just be home. And, you know, Because I travel a lot, it's like people are like, where are you going on vacation? Home. I'm going home for vacation.
You were singing, I'll be home for Christmas.
Yes. It's a wonderful thing to be able to relax and be content at home.
Right.
You know, that's a blessing.
That.
Some people can't go home and relax.
That's true.
I've been blessed to have a great family.
That's awesome.
I really draw a lot from my family.
I love that. Any occupation in the world besides pastoring, what would you be doing?
Well, I always wanted to be a nurse.
So nurse?
Yes. I think about it now, and I think maybe it's the same thing, you know.
You're
a
healing.
Pastor, a nurse, you're helping hurting people.
That is good.
And
that
so
is good.
I always wanted to be that.
Okay, so if you
so were... salute to all the nurses out there.
Shout out nurses. Now I hear you singing all the time, and man, you can sing. I love to hear you sing. But who are you listening to right now?
Music wise,
who are you listening to?
Judgment Free Zone. Okay, so my grandson.
Oh Lord.
He's a musician. Mm-hmm. He's learning to play, and I asked him the other day. I said, "Who are you studying?" He said, "I'm studying Stevie Wonder."
Mm.
And I've always loved Stevie Wonder, but all of a sudden I've got this whole brand new love for him. Yeah, a whole brand new appreciation. Probably because my grandson is learning his songs.
That's old school.
It's old school.
Look at him.
But anyway, I love that. I also love. Anything praise and worship. I love William Murphy's new praise and worship album and Hillsong, you know, United, all of that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What book are you reading right now?
Wow. I have about 10 books on my nightstand, and that is for real. Of course, I love the Bible, but this is an old book, okay? It's like really old, and I've read it before on different occasions, but I am so right now in love with the purpose-driven life.
Ah, Rick Warren.
Because it's like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're at. Everybody, there's something in everybody that wants to know, why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of me being here? Why has God let me survive? Why did the things that I went through didn't wipe me out?
Mm.
And it's all because of purpose.
Brings you back.
And I just can't learn enough about purpose.
Yeah.
I'm hungry for that.
Me too.
The older I get, the more intentional I get about it.
Right. Can you tell us, share with us, what's the best advice that Bishop T.D. Jakes has ever given to you?
Oh my God, he is my hero in the faith, okay?
Yeah,
and I think of the best things that he said to me, he said so many things, it's hard to bring it down to one, but one of the things that really impacted me was he said, Cheryl, you can't be who you were and who you are at the same time.
Oh, that's deep.
Think about that. You can't be who you were and who you are at the same time. It gave me permission to grow and to realize some things I've got to let go of so that I can grab hold of other things.
Mm.
And a lot of times we're so busy trying to hold everything that we never really grow. So that was so important to my life.
Wow. I've had the pleasure of looking at your mother on the front row
as
she watches you minister the gospel. Tell me, what's the best advice she's ever given to you?
I think the best thing Mama ever said to me was two scriptures. She said to me, Cheryl, always make sure that your hands are clean and that your heart is pure.
Mm.
And then she always said that that the angels of the Lord encamp around about those that fear him, those that reverence him, because I used to struggle with fear a lot as a child. And Mama would just say that verse over me, over and over, over my life. And from that point on, that became very special to me. So that's some of the most important things that she's ever, and she taught me about family, importance of family.
That's beautiful. I see it every Sunday morning. I see it. This is Cheryl Jackson with Pastor Cheryl Brady, top 10 things you didn't know about our pastor.